صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear son, brothers and viewers of my channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzadul Bia at a extremely sacred, a brilliant place, views of Madan Shah, also a beautiful place. Where are we? Alhamdulillah, Azzadul, we have come to the city of Multan, and we have come to visit the blessed shrine, the blessed mausoleum of none other than Sheikh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah ta'ala alayh. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madan Shah, this individual who we have come to see is no ordinary individual. He is a saint from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been stated that he was born on the 27th of the blessed month of Ramadan. A little about his life, my dear son, brothers and viewers. It has been stated, the ulama, they tell us that when a child reaches the age of 4 years, 4 months and 4 days, then they should begin seeking knowledge of Islam, learning how to recite the Quran. My dear son, brothers and viewers of my channel, it has been mentioned that even as a baby, before being a child, even as a baby, it has been mentioned and stated about him that whenever he would drink his, or whenever his mother would feed him, my dear son, brothers and viewers of my channel, whenever she would feed him milk, his father, by the name of Wajihuddin radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would love the glorious Quran, he would love to recite the glorious Quran. And if Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was to be drinking milk, then he would cease drinking his milk, he would stop drinking milk, and he would listen attentively to the recitation of the holy and the glorious Quran. My dear son, brothers and viewers, this was him as a baby. He was born on the 27th of Ramadan, and being Ramadan, we fast as Muslims during the month of Ramadan. About him, it was stated that as soon as he was born on the 27th of Ramadan, he would not drink milk, my dear brothers and viewers. And when would he begin to drink milk? As soon as the moon was sighted for the next month, is when, my dear brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, he began to drink his mother's milk. Subhanallah. A true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at birth, my dear brothers and viewers. But where do we get this? We get this also from great pious parents. But this is not only a lesson for the parents. Why? Because it's mentioned about this individual that when he was seven, mashallah, when he was seven, his father had entrusted him to a teacher to teach him the glorious Quran. The special favor of Allah. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we only gain such individuals from brilliant parents. You know, we've heard similar things about Ghawth-e Azam, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, the state of his parents. So when there are two individuals coming together, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, coming together with piety, by practicing the Islamic tradition, by practicing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that's when we have children like Ghawth-e Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, children and great individuals, great awliya of Allah, like Ghawth Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel, it has been stated that as they grew up, after learning the Qura'at, after memorizing the Quran, they then began to seek the fundamental sciences of Islam, and then discontinued. Their thirst for knowledge increased so much that this took them, my dear son, brothers, to the city of Khurasan, a place which was famous for Islamic knowledge, for gaining Islamic knowledge. And there he had approximately 400 teachers under which, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel, he sought the sacred knowledge of religion. This then continued, and from Khurasan it's mentioned that he travelled to Madinatul Munawwara. And in Madinatul Munawwara he studied under a sheikh by the name of Kamaluddin Muhammad Yemeni, my dear son, brothers and viewers. Under him he saw education of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so, after spending so many years there, he was also granted permission in relaying the and conveying the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From there he then traveled from Madinat al-Munawwara. It has been mentioned that he traveled to Damascus and seeking further knowledge. From there, my dear brothers, this is the focal point, the integral part. From there, after having gained all this knowledge, what does he go and do? My dear brothers and viewers, he then traveled to the blessed city of Baghdad.
The special favor of Allah.
And from there, my dear brothers and viewers, what happened? He gave his hand in allegiance to his sheikh. Who was this sheikh? This was none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Shahabuddin Umar Suhrawardi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned that he spent 17 days in the presence of this sheikh. 17 days only, my dear brothers and viewers, but within those 17 days, he gained more than anybody else would gain after spending several years in the presence of their sheikh. It has been mentioned that once his sheikh Shahabuddin, he said to his marids, and he said to them that I give you some birds. He gave them some birds. And he said, I give you some birds. Now I wish for you to go and sacrifice these birds. But you can't sacrifice these birds in any ordinary place. No. You must go and sacrifice these birds in such a place where nobody will be able to see you. And he said, my dear brothers and viewers, that each and every single one of them, they went, they took their birds, and they sacrificed those birds, and then they returned. Each and every single one of them, except for one. Yes, and you may have guessed, that one was none other than Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? When all of the murids, when all of the disciples, they came to the court of the sheikh, they presented their birds, each and every single one having sacrificed their bird. But then when it was the turn of Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu anhu, he returned and his bird was as normal, it was intact, it was not sacrificed. His sheikh says to him, he says that it was you who had taken the longest to return and yet you have not sacrificed your bird. And he replies and he says that, oh my sheikh, he says that I took this bird from you intending to sacrifice it. Wherever I went, I found that, you know, sometimes I went to one place and then I went to another place and then I went to a third place in order to sacrifice this bird. It came across that there was nobody there. But each and every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'. He is Basir. He hears us each and every single moment. He sees us wherever we may be. I could not find a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not watching. So for this reason, I had brought it back to you. And then his sheikh, Allahu Akbar, he said that he tests them again. He tests all his disciples again. How did they test him? He says to his disciples, he says, I wish for you to go cut some sort of grass, some leaves and bring them to me. Allahu Akbar. His disciples went, they went to the gardens, tried to attain the most beautiful, the most ostentatious of flowers, of leaves, of grass, my dear brothers and viewers. And they all returned, some returning with beautiful, green, lushing grass, sometimes flowers, fragrant flowers or leaves. And then it was the turn of Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Sayyidina Bahauddin radiallahu anhu, to return in the court of the Shaykh. And when he returned, my dear brothers and viewers of Mandarin Channel, it is said that he brought dry, dead grass. And his Shaykh says that, look at the state of the grass that these have brought. And this is the grass that you have brought? What is the reason for this? And my dear brothers and viewers of Inshallah, it's so beautiful the reply he gives. He says, Allahu Akbar. He says the reason being is, I would go to one garden, I would go to one place, to another place, and I would see that yes, the green, the grass, is beautiful, is green, there are beautiful flowers, beautiful leaves, fresh ones. And each and every single time I intended to cut one and then to cut another and to bring them to your court. But before cutting it, I would feel sad that they are doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I could not stop them from doing this. I could not kill them, I could not chop them off and stop them from doing the zikr of Allah. For this reason I found that there were these dead leaves, this dead grass. So for this reason I have brought this to you. And then his shaykh says, Allahu Akbar, his shaykh says that, O disciples, now you must understand the reason as to why I give him my spiritual succession, as to why I make him my Khalifa, my dearest brothers and viewers. Subhanallah, this was his status, his rank, his way of thinking, my dearest brothers and viewers of Madinah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are in a blessed shrine, in a blessed mausoleum. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah, grant us the ability to even come and visit, and for their sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives mine and all of your sins. Hadithan brothers and viewers, Amun Shalom. For now, that is all. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah. The special favor of Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.